I'm Navi Bell, and my guest today is Tom Jackson, the founder and lead performer of the Huron Carol. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Navi. It's really nice to be on the air in Thompson.
Now, Tom, for those who may not know, what is the Huron Carol?
The Huron Carol was a concert series that started 32 years ago and has traveled all over this country. Traditionally, we, for an example, would go to 17 cities from rock to rock, from Victoria to Newfoundland, and raise money for various organizations. We started out raising money for food banks. I had myself gone through some times where I had created a situation for myself living in a hole in the ground, a crawl space under somebody's house in downtown Toronto 32 years ago, and become the architect of that space, meaning to say I victimized myself with substance abuse. And one day, it was getting near Christmas, the creator came to me and said, "You know what, Tom? I'm going to do you a favor." And I was crazy at that time, so I was having conversations with all sorts of people sitting in that little hole. And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm going to send you an angel, and that angel is going to be worse off than you. And if you help that angel, I'm going to help you." And I took the deal. And I all of a sudden woke up. He didn't tell me where the angel was going to be, however. So I went looking. That night, I went looking, and I found a guy that's probably my age now. He was like late 60s, 70s, laying on the street. And everybody else in front of me kind of crossed the street before they got to him. But I was spitting into the wind in those days. So I went right up to him, and make a long story short, I helped him. And that night, I went home, such as it was, and my life had changed. My whole world had changed in an instant. All of a sudden, I realized that I could be addicted to something else that would get me a better high, would last longer, and cost nothing. And that was having the opportunity to help someone else. That brought me here to you. Me and you were part of that. You're on my journey now, because that wasn't necessarily the guy that the creator sent me. There were more of them out there. So I kept looking. And where it led me to was it led me to a place where I realized that I needed help, but not the kind of help you think. I needed to help. And I went to a place called Council Fire, which is an organization downtown Toronto that focuses in on helping First Nation people that are in crisis. And I met a woman there. Her name is Millie Redmond. And I'll never forget Millie. She said, "Well, you came to the right place if you're looking for help." I said, no, don't understand. I need to help. And she showed me how. So we started, myself and my friends, who all went, "Hey, Jack, what are you doing?" And I told them, and they all wanted to be involved. So we started doing concerts and other things to raise money for food banks. And here we are today. We have raised in the area of $230 million since that day for food banks, emergency services, for social agencies, women's shelters, addiction centers, etc., and a lot for disaster relief. So it became a vehicle that has a sustainability factor. As long as somebody wants to help somebody else, and we live in a world where that's true, this is a sustainable model. And so here's the thing. This year, we can't go to 17 cities into concert halls and do shows because of the obvious. We're battling two enemies. We're battling COVID, and we're battling, on the other side, mental health. So it's our responsibility to find ways to allow people to feel better, to understand compassion is real, to understand that empathy is real, to understand that the word love is a better verb, to understand that Christmas is a verb. It's when we all gather around and we all start doing things for others. Unfortunately, there's good news and bad news. Christmas only comes once a year. So we have to drive ourselves to find a way to work between New Year's and Christmas to make this verb love part of our DNA that lives in us all year round. So this year, what we've done is we're touring virtually. So we've taken the model that we know and offered it up for other organizations who, if they have a need for a vehicle to raise funds for their organization, that they can do that. They can become part of the family of the Huron Carol virtual concert. And they can do that, and I'll give you this. And so anybody listening right now, if they have a pen, take out a pen, paper, and maybe we'll say it again later. But contact Todd Jordan at Paquin, P-A-Q-U-I-N, Entertainment. Contact Todd Jordan at Paquin Entertainment and get all the things that you need to do in order to participate with the Huron Carol. If you have an organization that's looking to raise funds in these difficult times, here's a model of which you can.
Yeah, I was going to ask that since you can't do the in-person concerts and it's going to go virtual, can you go a bit more into what that will look like?
Well, it's a concert that we, in fact, went out to a performance space in White Rock, which is out in BC, kind of neighboring Vancouver and neighboring Surrey. We went to a performance studio there called Blue Frog, and we recorded the concert. So now we have the concert packaged, and you can, in fact, watch it. You can, in fact, buy a ticket, or if somebody gives you it as a gift, that you can go online, and it'll be there at a specific time for your show, for you to watch the concert, and if you choose to make a donation to your favorite charity.
You touched on this before, but why is it important for Manitobans to support the Huron Carol, especially during this time?
Let me just say that I was born in Saskatchewan on a reserve, and my feet currently are in Alberta, but my heart is in Manitoba. And what I know about Manitoba, because I've lived there for over 35 years, what I know about people who live in Manitoba is that they care about others. And right now, this year in particular, it's more important for us to let people know by our actions that we love them. So, you know, this is a little metaphoric and maybe too poetic and maybe too much about holier than thou. But if you love your family, how do they know? Do you tell them? If you love your community, how do they know? Do you tell them? If they love you, how do you know? Do they tell you? Does your family tell you? Because right now, I say again, it's the most valuable commodity spiritually that we can share. Love is the economy of the future, and it's priceless. It loses its value if you don't share it. And if you're in isolation and you're stuck at home and all the people that you love are in their bubble, how do you share something with them? Well, this is an opportunity to do so. We can put people in your family of choice into a virtual bubble, and we can share the experience together. We can talk with one another. We can talk about what we care about. And then at the top of the clock, we can watch the Huron Carol and watch it reinforced.
Now, is the Huron Carol already ready to view and to purchase tickets for, and how long is it running for?
It's available right now to engage, to buy a ticket to the show. But the show itself, it will run at whatever time your organization needs it to run. And it's custom built, so it can run between, call it 50 minutes and an hour 15. And it's on a date and time of your choosing.
And how much are tickets for the Huron Carol?
That depends on the charity. See, if you have a charity, let's say it's Child and Family Services, and our recommendation is that they sell tickets anywhere from $10 to $30. Or they might just get the show and give those tickets away.
Now, where can people go to learn more about the Huron Carol and about the show itself and the origins? Where can people go to learn more about that?
As I mentioned once before, so take a pen out. People need to get more information about the Huron Carol, that they go send an email to Todd, T-O-D-D, Jordan, at Paquin, P-A-Q-U-I-N, Entertainment.
Thank you again, Tom, for chatting with us today about this year's Huron Carol.
Well, you're welcome, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right, that was Tom Jackson, the founder and lead performer of the Huron Carol. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.